Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Multiple reports have come out that reveal the Toronto Raptors are going to make a serious decision about the organization's future in the coming weeks. So we'll break down what that means, as well as a major update regarding Gary Trent Jr.'s future with the Toronto Raptors, and some tidbits, some information regarding the latest updates on potential OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam trades. So lots of stuff to break down in the studio. Without further ado, let's jump to the first topic of discussion. First thing we're taking a look at is multiple reports revealing that a massive decision is incoming for the Toronto Raptors. And this is something a lot of Raptors fans have been calling for, screaming their heads off at Masai Ujiri to, you know, pick a direction, pick a path, and run straight to it. Because over the past couple seasons, the Raptors have really been just sort of in no man's land, and I get sort of the thought process behind each micro decision from Masai Ujiri, but at a macro level, things just haven't really made sense in terms of how this organization has been run. But basically, Michael Grange has come out and revealed that NBA executives, well, I'll read the report verbatim, that whether the Toronto Raptors will sell or stand pat or even be buyers at the February 9th trade deadline is still unknown, but the expectation around the league is that this time around they'll actually choose a path and pursue it, rather than engage in extended tire kicking that was the story last winter and past off season. So this is really good news for the Toronto Raptors if this ends up being the case, because, you know, this Raptors core group that we have going right now, yes, it has had some highs. I mean, particularly a couple seasons ago when we were still a young team, exceeding expectations after that brutal Tampa tank year. We played the Philadelphia 76ers in the first round of the playoffs, dealt with some injuries, but still took that team to six. I mean, we were riding a high. We thought the future of this team was bright. Obviously, Scotty has definitely emerged as a star player, but guys like Gary, Precious, some of our younger dudes seem like perfect complements to our top guys, and Pascal, Fred VanVleet at the time, OG Anunoby's kind of in between in terms of young and vet in this current Toronto Raptors roster. But things did not shake out as sort of Raptors fans were hoping, and last season things were kind of falling apart. We were a very mid-level team, you know, the sort of roster balance, particularly with the bench and the starters, you know, the lack of center we had for the first half of last season, things didn't really work. So Masai Ujiri sort of made a decision to, hey, we'll compete next season. You know, we'll compete to sort of make a push for the playoffs, because the acquisition of Jakob Poeltl will really be the thing that solves everything. We sacrificed our short-term future, giving up a first-round pick for this season, and unfortunately, the Jakob Poeltl acquisition did not lead to us even making the playoffs. So, you know, that was the sort of place. But Masai Ujiri said, the trade deadline, this is a direct quote, the trade deadline is not an ideal time to make decisions about your organization's future. So he said, don't put down your phones last offseason, because decisions are going to be made. We're going to pick a direction for this Raptors group. And frankly, it didn't happen. We let Fred walk. We fired Nick Nurse, but brought in Dennis Schroeder. The roster seems very similar to where it was last season. And Darko Rajakovic, you know, he still seems to be getting the most out of this group, the same way Nick Nurse kind of got the most out of his group last season. Different philosophies and things along those lines, but the Raptors have had similar results for this year. I mean, looking at the standings, we're the 11th seed, just outside the play-in, just one seed below where we were last year. The Raptors are not in a good spot in terms of, you know, where you want to be in the NBA. You either want to be in the playoffs or you want to be really bad. And the Raptors are currently mid-level, as Grange sort of put it, kicking the tire down the road. And this next couple weeks, it's encouraging to hear that, you know, the Raptors are at least expected to sort of pick a direction, because honestly, they're forced to. OG, Gary, and Pascal are all unrestricted free agents this summer. If you continue to kick that tire down the road, I mean, those guys are just going to leave and things will be the worst possible outcome for this team. So basically, it makes sense why teams expect this. And the Raptors are under a lot of pressure now for the next few games that are coming up. Basically, Dennis Schroeder has firstly alluded to it, that the first the Raptors really acknowledge how important the next 20 games are for this team. The implication of them being is that they're running out of time to prove that they're capable of more than their record indicates. And obviously, we acquired Will Barton last year. He had the quote that said, everyone around the league knows the Raptors are better than their record. Well, we didn't show it last year. We haven't showed it at the start of this season. So, you know, the next 20 games are going to be big for the Toronto Raptors to prove that they are a team that's better than their record. You know, prove all the optimists right, because if they don't, Masai Ujiri is going to be forced to make some serious trades, some serious sort of decisions for this franchise's future going forward. And that sort of leads us into a few of the guys that are going to have some decisions being made about. One of them is Gary Trent Jr., potentially, or there's $20 million extension that we heard about, all that type of stuff, because at the start of this free agency period, we were all under the expectation after a Chris Haynes report that Gary Trent Jr. was going to be extended. And people were kind of happy with that, given Gary's performance last year. Around the $20 million per year mark is nice. I mean, that was sort of his value. And if he got that contract, the Raptors wanted to go in a different direction. That seemed like a very tradable contract at the time. Well, this time going around, it seems like that might not be the case. It's basically Mike Scotto dropped a lot of knowledge on the Raptor show on Sportsnet that they have going on there. But basically, Mike Scotto dove in to some of the Gary Trent Jr. stuff that's been going on. He revealed some of the facts that most Raptors fans already knew, that the extension talks, the extensions range were serious, and they were around the $20 million per year mark. He wasn't sure whether or not it was Gary Trent Jr. wanting more money, or if the Raptors just got a little bit cold feet in terms of giving him the contract extension, said, we don't want to lock in that type of money, and things like that. But basically, what Scotto said regarding the future of Gary Trent Jr. now at this point is, given how the season has gone for the Raptors and for Gary Trent Jr., if the extension wasn't done during the summer, it's a lot less likely that's going to get done during the course of this year here now at this point. And that basically definitely makes sense in terms of given Gary Trent Jr.'s performance for this year. I mean, he's still a young guy for sure. He's still shown tremendous potential over the course of his career, only 24 years old, 25 in a few days, but only 11 points per game, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 39% from the field, 36% from behind the three-point line. Again, $20 million for a guy averaging 11 points per game and has kind of regressed from his least recent seasons. Again, less minutes per game, all that type of stuff, but that's not something to be very encouraged about. That's not something where I expect Masai Ujiri, given all the questions that have to be decided on the Toronto Raptors' future, right? That's not a contract I expect to be given out here at this point. And he also alluded to how Grady Dick could be the guy that's sort of the Gary Trent Jr. replacement for this roster going forward. So that's definitely something interesting, something to really keep your eye on in terms of potentially Gary Trent Jr.'s future with the Raptors and whether or not he'll end up getting dealt at the deadline. Because if the Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster don't expect a future for Gary Trent Jr., it makes sense to deal him away and get some value back from him. But You know, that's not the only guy that's going to be in trade rumors over the next few weeks, as Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby also had some trade updates from the similar podcast with Mike Scotto. He dove into some details regarding Pascal and OG. Basically, OG Anunoby is a guy that the Toronto Raptors see as a piece that could fit around the Scotty Barnes timeline, can fit around a retool, a rebuild. So, you know, the expectation is he's going to receive a similar contract to Fred VanVleet money, where it's a lot of money. You look at the annual value and you're like, oh my God, given the fact that OG, again, isn't putting up superstar caliber numbers, even though he is that level player on the defensive end, but that's the type of money he's going to receive, but probably on a shorter term contract. But the Raptors aren't going to be the only suitors. There are a lot of teams around the NBA looking to pick up and finesse OG Anunoby away from the Toronto Raptors. And the name that keeps getting brought up is the Philadelphia 76ers, as they are capable of opening up a max position, you know, max slot in their cap space for this upcoming year. So they're going to use that as a threat to the Toronto Raptors to potentially trade for him at the deadline. And if not, say, hey, we're going to swoop him and pick him up during the offseason. So that's one thing Toronto Raptors fans should be worried about and should be looking into. You know, why more of the I guess the Raptors can extend him, but you know, more the reason the Raptors are going to have to overpay for OG Anunoby come this offseason. And we also got some intel regarding Pascal Siakam. It's apparently the Atlanta Hawks are still the most aggressive team trying to pursue stars like Siakam. And, you know, given how the season shakes up, his timeline doesn't align as well with Scotty Barnes compared to, you know, OG Anunoby, who's obviously a few years younger. So if the Raptors do kick the can down the road and say, hey, ahead of February 9th, this team is not good enough to sort of be a team that can contend, a team that Masai Ujiri feels like he can win with, Pascal Siakam is likely the dude that's going to get moved. So let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. And I'm going to be live tonight with Marcel watching this game, so definitely tune into that live stream. If you made it this far in the vid, I'd like to see you here in the live stream tonight. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.